Hello, this is Blooms and Grace.
Hey, Jim, Dan Nelson with Local Splash.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Good.
So, okay, I got your account pulled up. I know you said you guys had some questions, right?
Yeah, I thought we had an appointment set up for tomorrow.
So, you asked me to call at 6:15, and then I scheduled your Google Guaranteed onboarding appointment. That's for, give me a second, that's scheduled for 5 p.m. tomorrow.
Okay. I guess we had our times mixed up. Hang on a minute.
Yeah, no worries.
We're in the middle of doing a form, and we're having trouble with it. Every time we stop, then it erases everything. We don't
Correct.
Want to stop before we finish this thing.
Correct. And I try to explain that in the initial phone call. So after 5 minutes, it'll delete the information just for security purposes. So when you fill it out, you really want to fill it out in one sitting.
Yeah, and we're doing another one, and it's kind of like that. This is a different thing completely. I'm trying to figure out. Let me ask you this: can you minimize that and then do the local splash? How much time, more or less, do you think we need?
Takes like, I've seen clients do it in like 3 minutes. You know,
okay.
Could be really fast. Yeah.
Okay. So where do we go to the email?
Yeah, go to the email. It's going to be the one that's titled Google Guaranteed Campaign Begins. It was sent yesterday at night, it'll be 12:04 your time.
12:04 our time yesterday.
What email?
Google Guaranteed Campaign Begins.
No, Campaign Begins right there. Okay, and then hit the application.
Yes, hit where it says application form.
Got it.
All right. And then what I'd start with, guys, okay, because we could go back up to it, okay? Go ahead and scroll down. Let me find it to, where is it?
Now the business license thing, we have it says that it's a license. It's through the tax department, but it does say that it's a license number. I guess we should go ahead and put that in.
Yeah, you can. I have it pulled up here. Your L24001172 08. Like I see that form. It's your LLC form basically, but it's actually not even required.
Okay.
So if you want to speed it up, you could just put NA for non-applicable.
Okay. So go ahead and tell us again. Scroll down to what?
Scroll down to, it's going to be number, where is it? Insurance. Okay, number 8. It'll say browse files. That's what you want to start with. You want to attach your certificate of liability insurance.
Right.
If you don't have it readily available, I think I have it. Give me a
word. We do. We have
you guys
it.
Do have it? Okay, awesome.
Yep.
Okay, so first attach that.
I-N-S. There it is.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. We've done
okay.
that.
Awesome. Now scroll back up to number one, and these are going to be easy. So this is where you're going to put first and last name, email address, business name. You're going to want to put the business address, which is on the LLC, the 12341 McGregor Palms Drive. So let's fill all that in now.
Okay. You want the
physical?
Yeah, the physical.
Okay.
Employee's identification number. Okay, Florida. Keep going down.
Mm-hmm.
We've already done the insurance.
Okay.
Like, should we put the license in there, or should we just put NA?
Go ahead and here. I have the license number for you right now. If you guys are ready.
Is it the L24000117208?
Yep. That's the one. Yeah. So just put it in there, but it's not even required, you know?
Do you want us to upload a copy of the
you
license?
You don't need to. I have it right here. So, yeah, you don't need to.
Okay, we're
and,
not
you don't have an expiration date, so just put NA right there where it says expiration date on the LLC.
Expiration date on the business license.
Uh-huh.
On the business, are you talking about number 10?
Yeah, number 10. Just put NA on there for non-applicable.
Okay. Number 12, we are not business, Better Business yet. Okay.
So just put no.
No. NA right there.
13, you don't even have to put anything. 14, okay. Let me pull up, hold on, let me see, I think it's 1,040, but let me make sure, okay? One second here. Yeah, 1,040 is what's going to go into number 14.
Okay, 1,040?
Yes, sir. So 1040.
Okay, 0.00.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right, and then, okay, so the next one are the cities. Do you guys still have that email of the cities I sent you?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. So you guys can just literally, if you're able to switch over to that email, that'll be for me, from dnelson@localsplash.com. And I replied to the email with all the cities, so you could copy and paste just to make it easier on you guys. Because I think there was a bunch of cities, if I'm not mistaken.
No, he already sent it yesterday.
No, but I think he...
Here, I'm going to reply again, so it's at the top of your email, Kenya.
Awesome.
So it comes right now. So I just sent it again, so you should have a fresh email coming through. So you could literally just pull that up and then just copy them.
There it is. No?
No,
not yet. There it is.
Oh, yeah.
Should start with Fort Myers, then it has Fort Myers Beach, North Fort Myers, Cape Coral. Yeah. So if any of those are wrong, I would still just copy it, and then when you enter it into the application on number, whatever number it was, you could just delete the ones you don't want, you know?
Okay, we'll go back and delete them in a second then, okay?
Okay.
Number 16, what is the total number of business owners? That's two.
Put two, yep.
Total field workers, we're going to put
zero. Put zero, yes, sir.
Okay. Change that to moral for now. Your social is... Here it is.
Okay.
Okay, we've done the Social Security. Do the date of birth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're on 20.
21, 22, right. and 23, you skip, and 24. Because you're not putting your field workers stuff in there.
Okay. Now submit. Oh,
yes.
We need to go up and just.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it's all right.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Went through. Right. If they'll verify the cities with you guys again. So if you guys submitted some cities you didn't want, that's fine. We'll verify them with you prior to making it active, you know?
Okay, that would be good because there are actually some that we'd like to remove.
Yeah, yeah, they'll verify. I'll put a like a priority note on here to you so they know to double check those cities with you. Because they know when I set it up, I send you guys the city so you could copy and paste it. So it happens sometimes. Some are on there that you guys don't want, but they'll be able to take them off, no problem.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so next step is we wait to hear back from you?
No, the call tomorrow is going to be from, let me see, it's going to be in Spanish, so it's going to be from Ari. Ari's going to be the one calling. It's usually Bonnie, but because it'll be bilingual, it'll be Ari. And I'll introduce you to her, too. That's going to be at 5 o'clock tomorrow from our 877 number.
Okay, we'll be ready.
All right, and they'll be able to let you know in that call if it's Evident or Pinkerton doing the background check, and they'll send you guys, like, some more personalization emails. It's super easy. Okay?
Okay.
Sounds all right.
Good.
All right, great talking to you guys, okay?
Okay.
Great rest of your night. You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.